I was thinking about this, Joe. I was starting to think about, okay, if I were to take the best teams in college football right now, now that the season is over, and I said, all right, give me the equivalent of the NFL teams. If I was trying to equate the universes of college football into the universes of the NFL, what connections could I make? And I know the simple way to do this would be to say, well, Alabama's the best team in college football right now, and the best team in the NFL is Dallas, so naturally Alabama and Dallas are connected. But I'm trying to find more of an identity, what these teams really are, what kind of season they went through, what was the perception about them, and tried to make some sort of comparison. I got a couple here. Now, you can throw in your thoughts as well, and you can call me crazy on some of them, but here I go. You ready? I'm going to start with Alabama. Like I said, the natural reaction would be to say Dallas is 11-1. They're the best team. We'll go with Dallas. But to me, I think the obvious one is New England, because Alabama has been consistently good. They're kind of an iconic brand in college football. The New England Patriots have been good for 15 years, and they're both guided by head coaches that are of similar style. And no matter what happens with Alabama, you could lose a player or two here. They seem to be loaded up enough to get by but there's no missing. There's no something that's missing from Alabama that can't be replaced. And it seems like that way with the New England Patriots. Outside of Tom Brady, it seems like anything else can go wrong. They will find room and pieces. I think New England's defense is not as good as Alabama's, of course, in terms of comparing based on their universes. But that's the kind of the angle I'm going for.
That's fair. I like that.
Okay. Clemson Tigers, led by a really dynamic quarterback. If he goes down, everything would shut down. They got a pretty good defense. They play in a good conference, but they are susceptible to that one loss that makes everybody go, see, I'm not sure. And the NFL equivalent team, Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger. Pretty good defense. Their defense is pretty good this year. It's not great, but it's pretty good. They play in a conference, the AFC, that can be theirs if they play well enough. That can be theirs. But, man, the Steelers have a one bad game. It's going to make everybody back off and say, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
not
fair.
Sure.
I like that.
I'm not sure.
Where are you going with? Do you have one for the Raiders?
That's coming up.
Okay.
So, and my other thing with Clemson is, because Clemson, this is their second year, this is a return. And the Steelers are always kind of in the playoffs and, you know, not quite good enough to win it all, but kind of hanging around. And that's another connection I made between the two. All right. Ohio State. Again, good, solid coach. Well-built football team. Flashy quarterback. A team that has been consistently good. Makes their presence known. Maybe a year where they lose a game like they did to Penn State. But overall, you would never question how good of a unit they are based on record. You can see for yourself that that's a really, really good football team. The equivalent in the NFL, the Seattle Seahawks. Good, solid coaching. Dynamic quarterback. Again, they may not be a 14-2 team. They may not be as dominant as the year they won the Super Bowl. Their record will give you an indication of some of the struggles that they've had, like earlier this season. But overall, you know it when you see it. When Seattle plays well, they're a championship-level football team. Am I doing good so far?
Yeah, I like that one. I see. My thing there is the quarterback position, but I'm not sure there's a quarterback in college that can relate to Russell Wilson.
Not really, no. No, and in more of image rather than statistical style. Here is where I may be off the rail a little bit. Washington Huskies, the Oakland Raiders. Good football team, fun, quarterback throws downfield, accurate. But my God, do we really know about Washington yet? Are we all on board? Are we 100% sure the Washington Huskies are not that team that showed up against USC? They are a team. They are fun. They'll put up points. Jake Browning is great. Derek Carr is great. Are we 100% behind Washington? That's why I kind of went angle. Good football team. Good record. Going to make a, you know, in the playoff. Oakland is going to make the playoffs, but are we all buying in quite yet?
Right.
So Oakland is Washington.
I like that. I also think not just because they play pretty close to each other. I like Oakland and USC because they're built young. They're kind of unknown commodities. And really, USC should be in the playoff. The other team I liked comparing USC to, I think, was Dallas. Because
I would say USC Dallas. Before, I like your Oakland thing, and you're swaying me on Oakland, but I was thinking USC more Dallas.
Yeah, and I think partially it's because of the quarterback play, because, you know, Dallas is going with Romo, and they end up having to go with Dak, and they've had all the success. And that is the exact same situation that happened at
USC. That's exactly right. That's
I don't remember the first quarterback. Max Brown. They went with Max Brown. They had no success. They went to Sam Darnold, and they've been red hot since. So I think USC is comparable to the Raiders and to the other team I just mentioned.
Dallas.
Yes. I was like, I totally blanked.
Yeah, I had USC Dallas for that similar storyline, right? Found the right quarterback, and then everything changed. Right, they were struggling. We didn't understand Clay Helton. We were like, oh, they made the wrong choice. They're gonna have to find another coach. And then they make this quarterback switch, and Darnold lost his first game. I think it was against Utah. But then after that, they rolled along. Same with Dak Prescott. He loses that opening game to Dallas. It's been smooth running ever since. So the USC-Dallas connection. I like your Raider connection. I kind of like it, but the USC-Dallas is kind of where I was leaning.
Yeah.
All right, Penn State. Penn State is a team that has come around, not super surprisingly, but rather surprisingly, to win the Big Ten. They weren't your team that could win it at the beginning of the season. Constantly yelling for respect, right? Constantly saying, what about us? What about us? You got to start talking about us. Yeah, we have some bad losses, but you know what? We've got some really good wins too. Start paying attention. We're in this thing. We should be in this thing. This, to me, sounds like what people are saying about the Detroit Lions.
Yes, and also because Penn State, all season long, or since they've just recently, when they've gotten really hot, they're really bad in the first half.
Right,
and then the offense goes bananas second half, and that's like the Lions, all these comeback wins. I mean, we saw this in Penn State's last game in the Big Ten championship game. They started off slow. Second half, they get red hot. That's the best one of them all. They're identical almost, I feel like.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so Michigan. Now, I had to reach on Michigan a little bit because Michigan's got an iconic coach, right? I don't think Gary Kubiak is an iconic coach, all right? But I've made the Michigan-Denver Bronco connection. Really good football team. You would not be surprised if they were to win it all, if they somehow, a magic wand bestowed Michigan and said, you can get in. You can come in and you can come into the party. You wouldn't be surprised if Michigan won the whole thing. I don't think anybody would be overly shocked if the Denver Broncos won the whole thing based on their defense. It's a little bit of a stretch because I was trying to find that team that is just, you know, well built, but had enough flaw to lose two games, right? And I think it's the Denver Broncos.
I think that's fair. I like that one.
It's not as good as Penn State Detroit because I really had to kind of go, all right, no, that doesn't work. Let me think about this team. No, that doesn't work. I was trying to find somebody in the AFC South. They all stink. And I was like, no, I'm not going to give Michigan any of those teams in the AFC South. I was still trying to give them a really good football team, a good playoff-built football team. And I just said, look, Denver seems the kind of, like, you wouldn't be shocked. If Denver won it, you wouldn't be shocked if Michigan found a way in this thing.
And the bad teams, Notre Dame and the Panthers.
Notre Dame and the Panthers. Well done. Well done.